If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
It really is cool. In fact, people who didn't think it was going to be cool were outside. Everybody's outside looking up into the sky. And Steve, I thought your definition of the coloring of the skies, because it's hard to put your finger on how to describe it, but it is hazy, like wildfires almost.
Yeah, it's like through a filter. I mean, it's not like it's the sun is setting or anything like that. There's just that sort of unusual, almost not a sepia tone, but something sort of like that. Just got to note the temperatures have dropped 4 degrees at O'Hare.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. My husband, of course, farms, so in contact with a bunch of farmers, and they said for those in the path of totality, the dairy cows start going in because they're like, oh, it must be time to eat. You know, the sun's gone down. It's definitely time to eat. And he said at the farm, the tree frogs started emerging and making noise, and everything else was kind of eerie, just kind of eerie quiet. So I can't imagine what it's like in the path of totality. We'll talk to some people who experienced that. Of course, Hunter Miller from the Adler Planetarium. We're hoping to get a phone call from Tom Skilling. We told him, just call in whenever, Tom. We'll bump whoever is on the show to put Tom Skilling on because, you know, it was an emotional time for him last time. It'll be interesting to see what his reaction is this time. And Mary, it didn't even look like you went outside.
I didn't go outside. I don't have time to go outside. We got a show to do. No, I went to the corner by sales, okay. And I did get to look through Ron Brown's glasses, which was very cool. That was when it was in Pac-Man mode.
Right.
So I saw that, and otherwise I have my little TV going on here. You know, some people do have to work.
I know, and you're taking it serious, especially since, you know, you have Biden in town, that tangles
traffic.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on. I mean, there wasn't as much traffic, though, as we expected. It seems, I think people really planned ahead wherever they were going last night or early this morning, got there and picnicked and did whatever, because I-65 was about the only thing that was really jammed.
Oh, good. Oh, well, that's where I think our chief engineer was headed.
Murdoch.
Yeah, I think he was kind of headed 65. That way.
Sorry.
It won't happen for another 20 years until August 23rd, 2044. I was thinking, okay, what is my age going to be then?
I know. That's what I thought. I'm like, am I going to still be here?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully not doing traffic, I hope.
But they said the total solar eclipse happens somewhere in the world about every 18 months. And the next one will be August 12th, 2026. It'll pass over Spain, Iceland, and Greenland. After that, August 2nd, 2027, over North Africa. And, you know, we talked to that gentleman, Laverne Beiser, who's going to be 106 in June, and he has seen 13 of them because he has traveled to Russia and Brazil and Greenland, and that's just a passion of his. And I'm hoping to send him an email and find out what his reaction was. They were not taking him to Kerrville, Texas, because of mobility issues. He was just going to watch it outside of Dallas. But, Steve, didn't you say that Dallas went somewhat dark, right?
Yeah, from what I saw on the monitor. Yeah, definitely.
That's pretty cool. I saw some of the stuff earlier from Mexico, too, where things went dark, and that would be kind of interesting. I felt like my animals were very clingy today, like just this morning, following me everywhere from room to room to room. And I don't know. It's a different feeling today. Maybe somebody else can talk to me about that. Maybe it's just me. Hey, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic for you right now. 720 WGN. It is Solar Eclipse 2024. Everybody is texting and calling. Someone said, I'm in Bluffton, Indiana, and I want Mary Vandeveld to know how much we appreciated her wishes of those in the path of totality to have great weather because it was incredible. Isn't that something that, for the most part, Illinois got really good weather today for this? And, you know, I just cared about Tom Skilling. I just wanted it to be really good for Tom Skilling.
Oh, I'm sure he had fun no matter what.
He's under a lot of pressure, though.
Yeah.
I bet. What, to cry?
How do you repeat that performance? Yeah.
Yeah. And you forget how much weight he's lost. When you look at that video, you're like, oh my gosh, he has lost well over 100, 125, 150 pounds. Okay, let's go to Linda. Linda, you're in the Bloomington Normal area. What was it like for you?
It's just about totally dark here, and I got turn lights on.
Wow. Wow. And how far are you out of the path of totality? Just a few percentage marks, right?
I don't know, to tell you the truth, but I just know that I got to turn lights on. It's just about totally dark here.
Wow. And do you have glasses? Have you been looking at it?
No, I don't intend to.
Oh, and why is that?
Because I think it's silly.
But you felt compelled enough to call the station.
Traveling everywhere.
Yeah, people are everywhere on the road. Well, how old are you going to be in 20 years?
I'll be dead.
Well, this was your chance to see it, Linda.
No, I don't think so.
Thank you for listening and thank you for calling.
I'm always listening to you every day.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. If you ever go into that Menards in Bloomington, say hi to my kid. He works there.
Does he? Okay, I will.
Yep.
Thank you, and have a nice night.
You too. Yeah,
I love her. Girl in my own heart.
Yep, she talks just like you do, man. Yeah. I'll be dead.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You never know.
You never know. Look at Vern. Or what's Laverne? What's
Laverne.
Yes.
He's going to be 106.
He'll
probably
still be with us in 20 years.
Yeah.
That
Somehow, some people are getting some pictures, and we had a family chat going. So from my nephew in Florida to my nephew in San Francisco, everybody at all points in the Dent family in between. And it was interesting because through the mini blinds for my nephew in San Francisco, you could almost see the phases of the moon illuminated on the wallpaper on the wall. And of course, we've been watching Demetrius Ivory. He's in Cleveland, which it's his hometown. So he's with family and friends and describing it as heavenly. And I guess you have to be in the path of totality to feel that it's heavenly. I thought it was really interesting, but I didn't get that moment of it's heavenly. And Kevin, you just came in. What did you witness?
Yeah, everybody's just looking up. You know, it's kind of like everybody getting together to kind of do the same thing. It's actually kind of fun. You know, you walk outside of our building all along Wacker here. People were lined up to get a look. I know Michigan Avenue was pretty full as well. So poor producer Andrew, you know, everybody's looking up. So nobody's looking down on the sidewalk to see what they're walking through. And he happened to step on a pile of something while he was looking up at the eclipse.
Our producer Andrew stepped in dog poop?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Oh,
well, you know,
God.
We are the poor guy. I mean, we're all looking up at the eclipse, so nobody's paying attention. And he happened to step in that. So
apparently the dog owners wasn't paying attention either.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah, they just left it there while they were looking at the eclipse, I guess. But no, it's cool. I remember back when it was 2017, the last eclipse, right? So we were at Tribune Tower, and they have a big balcony. They did have a big balcony, so we were all watching it there and then on Michigan Avenue. But it was fun. You know, it was a big crowd outside of our building.
Anytime where there's that many people doing the same thing, there's something exciting about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Hands Across America 2024.
That's right.
Yeah, maybe a little later. I was reading a story about it was strange but normal. Baby boomers are sharing common practices from the past that have become obsolete. And one of the things on there was we lived in a world where nobody cleaned up their dog poop. They didn't, you know, people, until they were forced to in cities, never cleaned up their dog poop. I don't really remember that because I was younger and not living in the city. But do you remember a time when people never cleaned up dog poop?
Yeah, well, I remember kind of when bags became a thing, sure.
Yeah, I do remember that part, too. And they said, if you are of a certain age, you'll remember that your high school probably had a smoking area outside for students. No permission slip required. No one ever checked to see if the students were out there smoking cigarettes or weed. There was just a smoking section. And I remember at Rockford East High School, I don't know if it was legal, but there was an area where everybody knew where everybody smoked. We'll cover some of those this afternoon, but we'd love for you to check in and tell us about your eclipse experience. The number is 312-981-7200. Hunter Miller from the Adler Planetarium is in the path of totality. He is in Carbondale. He'll be checking in. Somebody said, I thought it would have gotten darker. That just shows how bright the sun is. Wow, 74 years old for the next one. That's Dawn checking in. She's 54 right now. You'll still be able to see it then. Someone else said they live east of Peoria, Washington. It never got dark, but the shadows changed a lot. Someone in Lake County checked in, said it was like a cloud passing over the sun. Inside the house got dark. No big change outside. And that's what a lot of people are saying. It felt like it was so much darker inside than it was outside. And another, Tom, said they were at graveside funeral services for his uncle. How weird Yikes. Of a place to be during that, because then you know. And Andrew, it looks like Marcus is calling from WGN on line one. Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, we'll take your phone calls, and we'd love for you to check in. And we do have audio of the moment that Tom Skilling witnessed the eclipse. Here it is.
Oh, my word.
Here we go.
I'll tell you.
Almost there.
Look at this. Oh, here we are.
Yeah! We did it! Round two! Beautiful.
Look at the beauty.
Look, oh, my God.
Look at Jupiter to the right of the disk of the sun. It's come out.
Oh, he was emotional again. I love Tom Skilling. Hey, Marcus is on line one. Marcus, what's going on? What was your experience?
Hi, yeah, I went down after my, this is Marcus Leshock from WGN Morning News, actually.
Marcus, I saw your name pop up on the phone line, and I'm like, Marcus from WGN TV is calling us on our listener line.
Yeah, I was, my daughter and I, after my shift this morning on our show, we drove down to Lebanon, Indiana. Took us quite a while, but we got there in time for the totality. And I got to tell you, we're just listening to you. It is, because I remember the partial eclipse a few years ago, but it is something different and special when you are inside that, those 2.5-3 minutes where you can take your glasses off and you can look at that ring. It is something really cool thing. I didn't cry. I didn't get emotional like that, but it was just a really neat experience.
I can tell in your voice that this is something you didn't expect.
Yeah, and my daughter's here too. Ruby, what did you think?
It was so cool. I loved it.
Yeah, so there you go. We were both driving down. Like, was this worth it? You know, we're in all this traffic. We're, like, hustling down to get there. She's got basketball practice tonight. We're trying to get back to court now. But it's like, that thing was over, we were like, wow, that was totally worth the inconvenience, the driving. And it was great. It was a really cool experience.
And Ruby, did your dad bounce you from school so that you could witness it today?
Yes, he did. He called me out last night.
Yeah, that's
so,
a good dad.
Who's the coolest
that's
dad
right.
in the world?
Father of the year. That's right.
I hope you got lunch out of the deal.
A birthday gift or a Christmas gift, everything wrapped into one.
Marcus, I'm so glad you called. I wanted to get that first person experience from someone who was in the path. I really appreciate you and Ruby taking the time to call in and join us.
No problem. Keep up the great work. It's been fun to listen to people's reactions.
Oh, absolutely. We'll take more calls. 312-981-7200. Mary has the weather. Kevin has sports. And Steve's news next on 720 WGN.
A total eclipse of the heart.
2:38. It was great hearing from Marcus Leshock. I love his work on the WGN Morning Show. He's a part of that crew. And the fact that he was listening and called in with his daughter Ruby was so cool, because I think you could hear in his voice, he didn't expect to be as excited as he was. And that's why people put the 2 or 3 or 4 hours into driving into the path of totality. Someone on the text line said, I was talking to my son who's at ISU at the same time. I cherished the moment. Other people said their furnace kicked on, and there's a general feeling that it was so much darker in your home than it was outside. Dan, I know that you were over by the Field Museum witnessing it, right?
Right, yeah. I woke up this morning with no glasses, talking with my UIC student, my youngest son, and he says, just drive me down there. He goes, get me close to the Adler Planetarium, I'll get glasses. So I was like, why not? Drove down there. I dropped him off. He skateboarded to the Adler Planetarium. I parked in front of the Field Museum. Next thing I knew, he was there. We had glasses, and we watched the whole thing.
Oh.
It was fantastic. And we were sitting on the south steps facing the Soldier Field, and all of a sudden, I'm looking up at the sky with this, provided by the planetarium looking through this lens, and I couldn't believe what I just watched happen. It was absolutely stunning. It was such a beautiful day, and then the temperature dropped, and people were putting sweaters on, and people were sharing their glasses with each other. It was really a memorable moment in my life. I'll never forget it.
Oh, that is so wonderful. And thank God Kid has a skateboard and he could get over there and get those glasses because the old man wouldn't have seen it without him.
I couldn't believe how fast he did it. And they were giving out one pair to each person. And what does he say? Can I have another one for my dad? And the lady goes, sure.
Oh, so, that's lovely.
I mean, Chicago's got a smile on its face right now.
Absolutely. Really cool. It feels so good. Thank you for taking the time to call in, Dan.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Somebody said they were on the road in Naperville and all the car lights went on at the exact same time during the eclipse. Said it was very cool to witness. Of course, we were all hoping to hear from Tom Skilling, and maybe some of you were watching. We have audio. We're hoping that he'll check in at some point. We'll start with Demetrius Ivory. He was in Cleveland. This was his reaction.
You know what? I know you guys are wondering how it feels to us to be out here and to be where you grew up with your family, with your friends. And something like, as a kid, that's all I cared about was science and physical science and earth science and something like an eclipse where, like I said, it's just the moon moving between the sun and the earth. I think it's definitely something that's emotional to me. This is, Tim Joyce said this was heavenly, and he is absolutely right.
Oh, isn't that lovely? He'll be joining us tomorrow, as he does every Tuesday. This is Tom Skilling. Talking about iPhones and people maybe missing the moment.
There's video everywhere. And you know, one of the astronomers from Adler Planetarium cautioned everybody. We all have these iPhones and all, you know, and we want to capture every moment that transpires in life on one of these things. Her advice is, don't worry about photographing it. Take the event in. This is something you may never, ever again see in your life. Don't worry about the mechanics of taking pictures. There'll be all kinds of pictures of the moon and the sun in totality that emerge in the days ahead, taken by professional photographers. Instead, drink in the emotion of all this, the reaction of the people around you.
It was pretty cool. And Tom also encountered somebody who had a four-month-old baby. Listen to this audio.
Do you think... You'll explain what he's seen today. Now, he's 4 months old, is that right?
Yeah, he's 4.5 months old.
Oh, that's a microphone, Tommy. You see that? That's WGN on there, right there. I'll tell you, how cute. Look at this. That look of fascination and inquisitiveness. What do you think he'll think? When you tell him this, I wonder if he'll fully comprehend what he's seen today.
Yeah, I feel like it's more than just seeing it. There's a whole feeling that, you know, he may have... I think everybody felt, but even as little as he is, he might have felt it.
Yeah.
You know, I got chills. He was babbling away when it was happening.
That's so sweet. Matt, I'll tell you something. Do you have plans for the next eclipse somewhere? Are you going to go somewhere?
I don't know.
Seen a solar eclipse, let me put the question this way. Would you go back and see another one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we saw the last one in Wyoming, actually, 7 years ago.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was clear skies, and we got really lucky today with clear skies.
Awesome.
Too, so.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Would you consider this a life-changing experience? I mean, do you think people who haven't seen this directly fully understand what we've just seen? Tommy says, no, you have to see it to understand this. That's all.
The baby chimes in. Tom Skilling with a baby named Tommy. That's what that child's going to remember 20 years from now. All right, let's go to Ron. Ron, you have a unique perspective on the eclipse.
Yes, Wendy, thanks for getting my call. While driving through McHenry County this afternoon, right around 2 o'clock, I was noticing every parking lot lights were all tripped on from the darkness up here.
Yes.
So it's quite unique to see all the lights on, and it's middle of the afternoon. So that their sensors must have tripped on their lights.
Yeah, somebody reported that from Naperville as well. Thank you so much for checking in. And let's check in with Craig real quick. What's your report on the eclipse, Craig?
Yeah, somebody reported.
Oh, he's listening to the radio on his car dash. You can tell. And so he's gonna hear us go to him about 25 seconds from now, and then he's going to go, oh, no, oh, no. Someone said they watched out the window as the staff at the nursing home across the street brought the residents out with their walkers to witness the eclipse. And I love that people in that position do that to make sure that those who might not be able to see it on their own have the ability to witness it as well. All right, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic. We're going to come back and talk to our chief engineer. The chief engineer of a radio station, like, he's it. Like, there's nobody higher up the food chain than the chief engineer. And he drove to Portland, Indiana, somewhere between Fort Wayne and Muncie to witness it. We'll get his perspective. But what's going on here, Mayor?